And that sounds like it was a very, very long journey. But now that you are Minnesota State DECA president, what do you do? What kind of events do you go to? What kind of meetings do you have? How often do you have them? What scale is your position? What powers do you have?
Yeah, so one thing that Minnesota or DECA in general prides themselves for is that it's a student-run organization, student-driven organization. So as president, I have 5 different vice presidents that work with me very closely as well. We have a vice president of communications, special projects, chapter development, business and industry, and public relations. And yeah, I always forget about that one. It doesn't do that much. But so we meet up monthly to discuss strategies for online social media presence, because we do get to meet with our members. So it's such a little time frame until the spring months. But another thing that, you know, people forget a lot of times is that as president of Minnesota DECA, you know, I'm the face of Minnesota DECA. And a lot of times you forget that when you go to St. Cloud or Sauk Rapids, places where DECA is, you know, what drives their city, and you're walking down the streets and people know you, and you don't realize that, you know, like, okay, people actually know you all over Minnesota now because of this position that you have in this organization. And so I represent those people in this people group. So I have to make sure that I have an executive presence on social media everywhere I go. So that's just as much a big thing as planning these meetings and, you know, getting all these things done. But in these later months that I've been, you know, in February, January, those are the months of districts. So district competitions. Minnesota hosts 7 different district competitions. We have District 1, 2, 3, 4 East, 4 West, 5, and 6. And we have had, I believe, 4 now, and there are just 2 more to go. And those are the most fun experiences ever, because you get to see every district as an individual instead of just the whole Minnesota state, and you get to see what they're about. You get to see all these individual projects that's, you know, at their first raw stage of competition. And a lot of times that involves emceeing for the awards ceremony, which can get a little bit lengthy as you're calling, you know, 200 plus names up on stage, and you know, people coming through with trophies and medals. And but there's no better feeling than seeing someone stand up and just say yes when they hear their name get called for, you know, whether it be third through first place in their event. And that's just such a great feeling.
Definitely. I mean, considering what you're all about, it seems like that would be really, really fun to attend those events. So then you're Minnesota State DECA president, and then there's presidents of other states. How does that all kind of come together into national DECA?
Yeah, so one thing that, you know, you don't realize as just a regular chapter member is that DECA is literally a cult. And, you know, you say that with... It is. If you ask any member at the state level, what is DECA? They will say a cult. And it's a joke, but at the same time, it's not, because people are so passionate about DECA that if they see someone with a DECA logo anywhere on their social media, if they say DECA, then they're instantly your best friend. And last November, we had a Central Region Leadership Conference, and that was hosted in Detroit. And that is where I met most of my DECA friends in this amazing cult. And National DECA is split up into 4 different regions. We've got Central Region, North Atlantic Region, Southern, and Western. And we're in the Central Region, so we had 13 different states come from all over the Central Region of National DECA to Michigan DECA, thousands and thousands of people. And you just get to meet so many people, and they're all either, you know, officers, members, passionate people about DECA, and you get to have an amazing conference getting to know everyone and building all this network, because that's what marketing is about. It's about networking with people. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I think that's probably one of the most important things that I've taken away from DECA in these past couple years. But knowing these people has changed my life, and it will help me in the future, and it will help them in the future, because we're always going to be there for each other.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, as much as I'd like to talk about being DECA president all morning, there is one other big thing I want to touch on this morning, and that is, well, I guess I actually have one more question about your DECA presidency.
Before
we talk about the Find the Kind Challenge, what do you plan on doing for the rest of your, I guess, term is the best word, because I don't want to say year.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So we have state, and that's coming up in March. March 3rd to 5th, and I cannot wait to be a part of that. State is one of the most amazing experiences ever. You get to, it's 3 to 5 days, and we're going to be running that whole shebang, and there is a lot of planning that's going into that. The past meeting was 100% solely focused on preparations for State, and we're going to make this amazing for you guys. If there's any DECA members out there that are going to be listening, this is going to be a truly amazing experience, and in addition to that, the final send-off for me is going to be at the Central Region Leadership Conference next year, because Minnesota's hosting it, and that's exciting because that hasn't happened in 13 years. Every year, a different state gets to host, and this year so happened to be us. So at the end of this year, in December, we're going to be hosting 13 different states from all over the Central Region to have a leadership conference right here in Minneapolis. And that is going to be a heck of a ride. So much work, but so much fun. And I can't imagine a better way to leave the DECA organization.
Sounds like it's going to be a very, very fun DECA year for you. And if you're just tuning in, you're hearing Thatcher Sunday talking about DECA, his DECA presidency. And now I want to shift gears a little bit into back to Two Harbors DECA, bringing it back home. Talking about the Find the Kind Challenge. So that's kind of something you guys did to jump from the Civility Summit last year, right?
That's exactly right. We wanted it to almost be the sequel, right? You know, it's little brother in a way, without being so little. This is definitely bigger than it's hard to explain because it's actually reached more people. It's done more, but that's because social media and today's day and age, it does so much. But so basically for those that don't know what the Civility Summit was or are just tuning in, the Civility Summit was a conference of schools and businesses. We had 600 people at the auditorium of Two Harbors High School that lasted all day, and we talked about topics like civility, respect, integrity, humility, awareness, acceptance. We had an internationally known public speaker, Dr. Mike Thompson, speak and host the event. We had breakout sessions, we had games, and it was an amazing experience to unite the Northland region of Minnesota on the topic of civility and get them excited about the new atmosphere and environment that we want to instill in people. And we wanted this to be this year's project to directly relate to the Civility Summit, because the constant model that we had is we don't want this to be one and done. This is not going to be a one and done day. So as we were brainstorming for this year's project, we said that we wanted it to directly correlate with the Civility Summit. But almost immediately at the beginning of the year, Cass Beardsley, another active member in the Two Harbors community, is also the president of the, let's see if I get this right, the Wilderness Health, that's correct, yeah. Wilderness Health, which is a different corporation linked with 9 different hospitals all over the Northland region. And they've been seeing issues with mental health and mental illness just exponentially grow over the last couple of years. And so they really, really, really wanted us to help tackle that. And so we had civility and we had mental health. We had different things that we wanted to tackle. How are we going to bring this together? One thing that we noticed was as 20 high school members on a weighted topic such as mental illness, there's a lot of different paths that can be crossed, a lot of different hearts that can, you know, heartstrings that can be tugged in ways that we don't intend on. So we decided to kind of funnel it down a little bit to a topic and an issue such as kindness. Kindness relates to civility almost directly, and that's self-explanatory, but more in-depth, kindness relates to mental health, because just a simple act of kindness, committing that act of kindness, stimulates something in your brain, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not great with science, that's why I'm here speaking, but it stimulates something in your brain that makes you feel good, that, you know, that makes you feel content in what you're doing in that moment, and vice versa for the person it's happening to. So we decided to do something with kindness. So
yeah, a little bit of dopamine is released in the brain. I think that's what it is.
That's the word, man. You've got it. You should be telling us this story. Yeah. You know, Jackson actually has been, you know, helping us out a lot this year, and so we really appreciate all the work that he's done.
Yeah, that's why I knew it, because I typed out the word dopamine. I've heard that word before.
Yeah, he's typed it out for us. And so
it's literally, you know, if you've heard the term dope before, and I'm sure you have, that's what it is. Dopamine is the same chemical that's in that. It's the happy part of it. But, you know, this time you don't need drugs for it. It's just kindness.
That's right. It's just kindness. We'll kill them with kindness. That's what we'll do. So
then can you explain what the Find the Kind Challenge is?
Yeah. So most of you have heard of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And so, but for those of you that haven't, that was a social media challenge that was going on a couple years ago that was there to help tackle ALS disease. And So what they do is they, you know, videotape themselves pouring ice water over their head, and that was the challenge. And then they have to go donate to the ALS Association, and they actually helped raise, like, I think, you know, $3 billion or something like that. Just some crazy number. But it went completely viral. But we are doing that kind of challenge where it's over social media, people challenge each other, and we get something started, something trendy. But this time, instead of, you know, doing something silly like pouring ice water over your head, you have to go doing something nice, which is convicting. But it's, in the end, that intentionalism of doing something kind, doing that act of kindness, that is so much more beneficial. And we see this going so far, going so, so amazing. And I mean, so far, we've reached 29 different countries. We have people doing challenges in Europe, in Asia, in South Africa. We have, you know, a lot of people engaging in this idea of kindness and this challenge. And our community has supported us throughout the whole entire way.
So then there was a presentation you guys did at the school for how the challenge works, and it is a 4-step challenge. Can you explain what those 4 steps of the challenge are?
Yeah, so basically what you do is you do something kind. So that's, you gotta do that. You gotta take challenge and do something kind. You have to record yourself doing that on social media, and, you know, relay what you did. You have to, you know, all the while putting on a pair of sunglasses or glasses or something like that. And then you have to challenge 3 other people, at least 3, to do the challenge as well. State that they have 24 hours and, you know, always say that they should donate to the National Civility Association at findthekind.us, and then toss your sunglasses or glasses or whatever you got out of the camera to the next person and go from there.
And I believe there's an example video on Find the Kind at US, as well as a little nifty animation for how it works.
That's exactly right. Yep. So if you go to findthekind.us, you will see many different examples and different, you know, step-by-step ways on how you can do this. It's really simple, guys. And honestly, you know, if you mess up a little bit, it's not the end of the world. What we're really trying to do is have you do kind things. So if you do that, we're all for it.
So then what you want people to do at the end of the video, and I noticed that this actually hasn't been catching on for a few videos, is you want people to donate to the National Civility Association.
Yeah, that's correct.
What is the National Civility Association?
So the National Civility Association is a nonprofit organization that our DECA chapter started up last year. And basically what that's going to help do is start up civility summits all around the country. And, you know, the proceeds that we've had so far, and you're right, it's not as much as we thought, but the ones so far has helped, you know, start up the huge process of starting up a civility summit in the central region. I think in Iowa, there's going to be one started up, as well as one in the Twin Cities. But we're starting here, and Dr. Mike Thompson, he's taken this idea on the road, and people are loving it. There's people wanting to do it in California, Oregon. And so, yeah, all the proceeds are going to go to this amazing cause of civility summit, uniting schools all under the passion and fire of civility.
Definitely. So that sounds like hopefully this challenge is going to go viral.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You want to challenge anyone who's listening right now?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course I want to challenge people right now. So as far as people listening, well, now you put me on the spot. I got to think of 3 people. It's going to be kind of difficult, but...
Well, anyone listening is who you challenge.
Anyone. Oh, you know, sometimes my brain doesn't work, Jackson Leon, but now that you said that, my brain's click. I turned my switch on. So right here, right now, on KTWH, Thatcher Sunday, Minnesota DECA president, is challenging every single listener to find the kind. You have 24 hours to commit an act of kindness, and don't forget to donate to the National Civility Association at findthekind.us.
And then post it to any social media using the hashtag #FindTheKindChallenge.
And you know what? If you don't feel like putting it on your own social media page, like, you know, that's a little tacky for my, you know, my views, you can send it to any of the Find the Kind pages on any social media. Just look up Find the Kind and it'll be there. Find the Kind Challenge on Facebook, findthekind.us on Instagram. And if you send it to us, we'll post that on our page, and that's going to get, you know, hundreds to thousands of views. So you're challenged. You have 24 hours. And if you don't, well, then you're not cool like me, so
yeah. Well, anyways, I wish we could talk forever because I know we can, but you got to be up at the high school at 8 o'clock. So thanks for coming in today, Thatcher. Been a great talk.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me, guys, and you guys have a great day.
Of course. You just heard Thatcher Sunday talking about DECA, being Minnesota DECA State President, and talking a little bit about the Find the Kind Challenge. So thank you for coming in yet again. And now we're going to get into some music. So we're going to play Imagine by John Lennon, as well as whatever other songs come into my head. And then we'll be back at 8 o'clock with the community event announcements. You are listening to KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota.